Today's world is a global village. I mean, everyone is connected to one another in this vast network generated because of the internet. In the past, the communicating and the sharing, the free sharing of thoughts among people, especially young people, were being restricted by long distance. But now, not even this barrier, it can't stop the flow of information and of knowledge. In my thinking, the new world of social networking is allowing the free sharing of thoughts. And online social networks are, created by, for example, by Facebook, which is a giant in this world. It really is great. But I wonder sometimes, how do these networks affect our education, and how are they influencing our lives? Humans, they're social animals. We always like to remain in some group or another, and we prefer to follow what this group does. All of our traditions, our traditions and cultures, they're the product of this group-oriented feature of the human. In fact, in Maslow's hierarchy, the social need of the human beings is the third most important requirement after the physical and the safety needs, which is even before self-esteem. Even before self-esteem comes the social dependence. And this is the main reason why billions of people use social networking to stay connected and to make friends and to satisfy their social needs.